Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode number 300. It's the Drunk Cast. We've been drinking all day. My name is Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Joey.
I brought Joey, who's off work today, so I was like, hey, come get drunk at work with me, and here you are.
Woo!
Yeah. You gotta love a job that it's like, bring my boyfriend to drink at the office day.
Yeah, so we played, what was that game that I was okay at for a minute and then I wasn't?
Overcooked?
Well, I was terrible at that the whole time, which was fun, though.
Mario Party?
We also did play some Mario Party.
Mario Party, okay. Yeah. I was winning for 1 minute.
And Michael and Joey both brought in their Switches with their extra controllers, and we just sat in the conference room drinking booze and playing video games all day.
It's not the worst day. Not the worst day I've had.
Yeah.
Which truly, I think if anything, it proves this is the greatest job ever.
It really is not a bad job. A lot of people are always asking me, like, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, we don't have enough time. And that's where usually my wife rolls her eyes and goes, well, just tell them. And then it takes me like 45 minutes to explain what we do. And most of it involves doing nothing.
Yeah, well, I asked you why this tradition of every 50 episodes drinking and doing a drunk cast. And you honestly didn't really have that answer. You're like, oh, it's an anniversary thing. And then it kind of
evolved. Yeah, if you go back way back when and listen to episode like 49 or 51 or whatever it was, we end up sitting there and going, okay, we're almost at a year. Let's celebrate. Yeah, we should do a toast on air. Yeah, there's a whole conversation about it. And then we decide that every year we're just going to get plastered on the anniversary of the podcast. So happy 6th anniversary.
Yay!
Cheers.
Cheers.
We all still have our drinks here in the studio with us. And we are in the new We Don't Know Either studios.
Yes, this is so dangerous and making me so nervous.
I would also like to pitch a name for the studio, as this is the room that my pens used to live in.
Right.
For those that don't understand the trivia process and how we do some of our supply order, I order 25,000 pens at a time to make sure all of you lovely listeners get your pens.
And they take up a lot of space.
They take up a fair amount of space. So this is the room that they were stored in for the last year.
Yeah.
I think this should be the pen room studio.
The pen room studios?
You pitched that idea.
I did.
And I didn't respond because it's an okay name.
It is. I believe it is an okay name. Let us know. We don't know either. What's that Twitter account?
At don't know either, by
at
the way.
At don't know either.
Yeah.
So we'll think about it. We'll think about it.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
Yes. Yes, please.
Perfectly fine. Aggressively mediocre. Perfectly fine.
Aggressively mediocre. Yes, I like that. Okay.
Aggressively mediocre, I think, should be the name of my fantasy football team.
What's the name of your fantasy football's trophy? You have the trophy in our living room, and it's huge and weighs 15 pounds.
You're underselling it. It actually weighs 20. It is a giant crystal bowl on top of a pedestal. I'm going to butcher the name, but I think it's the trophy for the person who was the best at fake sports this particular year, presented by Solace Brewing Company.
It's a very large plaque.
It's nice to have a sponsor.
Shout out Solace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Nick, you were very excited and you wanted to go first. So, you're going to kick us off.
Well, I said I was happy to go first. I don't know how excited I am.
Well, you're happy to go first, and I'm happy that you're going first.
Yeah,
so, let's hear this fact. In a question form.
Yeah. So, my interesting fact is based on something that we actually ask a lot of questions about during regular trivia. This is episode 300. It is the official 6th anniversary of the We Don't Know Either podcast. We've been doing this for 6 years.
Wow.
And I did a little bit of quick math beforehand. Real roughly, based on the average length of a podcast that we've done for the history of the podcast, we have produced almost 200 hours of content.
Whoa.
Which is about 8.5 days.
Whoa.
So if you were to start at the beginning, it would take 8.5 full days to listen to every episode of the podcast.
And it could have been much longer if you didn't hire me full time.
That is true.
And made it be 20 minutes instead of an hour.
Lindsay cut it from like an hour and a half or an hour to 22 minutes.
You're welcome.
Which, yeah, worked out well. So here is my interesting fact. It's based on the traditional anniversary gifts.
Oh,
okay.
Generally, it's for weddings, but screw it. It's our 6th anniversary. What is the traditional 6th anniversary gift for a celebration, an anniversary celebration?
I can tell you when I host trivia, these questions don't usually go over well.
You're the only married person in the room.
I am.
And you guys have been married for over six years, right?
We've been married for 7 years.
Seven years, okay. So
we did have our 6th anniversary.
Did anyone give you this gift for your 6th anniversary?
We did not, but I did receive... I gave this gift for our 6th anniversary. I did not receive one. Mm.
This is going to be tough because, I mean, you get, like, into deep years and they're still really stupid. I feel like 15 is, like, paper. So, yeah. 6, like, sawdust? Like, what's worse than paper?
I think paper is, like, 2 or 3.
Okay. Paper, I'm off on it.
Paper is 1.
Oh, okay. Paper, all right, well, that makes sense. Good.
Wood is 5, if memory is serving.
Wood is on the list somewhere.
Wood is definitely on the list because that's an answer that we've asked in trivia.
But you gotta get to
it is fifth.
You gotta get to multiple decades before you start getting to anything valuable at all.
So this is the fun thing, is that there is the traditional list, the list that has occurred over years and years and years, and this is what has been given for many generations. And then there's the modern list, which has been come up with in the last 10 years in order to, I don't know, accelerate some better gifts. So the modern list has diamond at 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 33, 35, 37.
So what, every 5 years you're getting diamonds?
And then more often after that. So it's one of those, like, somebody got really tired of waiting because it used to be 75 years was the diamond anniversary.
Okay, but well, you're asking off
you gotta
the traditional
earn it. Yeah,
list,
that's
right.
You got to earn it.
Right, but now people have jumped the gun, and now it's at 10, and then like every 5 years after that.
Freaking millennials.
As I understand the entire marriage process,
yes,
proposal starts at a diamond as well.
That is correct. Proposal starts at a diamond, and then here's another part of it. There's another diamond or set of diamonds at the wedding itself.
Interesting.
Yes.
Lindsay is losing her mind right now.
What a racket.
So, not only that, but keep in mind, I may be the only person that's married in the room, but I have been married twice. So I do bring the average up to 2 marriages per 4 people in the room.
There is a 50% marriage per person in the room.
I don't know if that math checks out.
So, yeah, 2 marriages, 4 people in the room.
That's fair.
Yeah. So,
I may be drunk, but my 50% math is golden.
Yeah. I have given lots of diamonds over my years. Some of them have worked out, and some of them didn't so much.
So it's not diamond, is what we've established.
It is definitely not diamond.
No.
We are at the 6th anniversary. Number 1 is paper. Okay. Number 2 is cotton.
Cotton.
Okay. And the first anniversary present I gave to my wife was plane tickets.
Oh,
for
that's
a vacation
a great...
that we took together. It's a piece of paper.
That's
but
really
it was plane
good.
Tickets.
Look at this guy wrecking the curve.
Yeah.
What a suck up.
Yeah.
Joey's just bitter. He's realizing the bar has been raised.
Yeah. So paper's first, cotton is second, leather is third.
Oh.
So, and that was a fun anniversary.
I'm not even asking.
Let's go on to number four. Speeding
past that.
Fourth is linen and or silk.
Okay.
Okay. And then fifth is wood.
I would have guessed wood for 6 because it kind of seems like an inconsequential.
Lindsay can't pronounce things when she's sober. Oh wait, that was something we were trying to revisit from last week.
Yeah, well, we did that, so we'll check it off the list. An inconsequential thing, which I feel like 6 is kind of.
Six is kind of meh.
I could take this the complete other way. I know from. I don't know, life, I guess, that the 7-year itch is a thing with marriages. Like, a lot of people get divorced in year 7.
Yeah.
So maybe year 6 is a really, really good thing to try to keep you going.
Are you saying 6 is like fleas because of the 7-year itch?
So there is the 7-year itch.
Here's what I love about that. Both the guys laughed, and Lindsay's like, right. Nope.
So the seven-year itch is a thing, but half of all marriages fail in the first 5 years. Getting to 6 means you have gotten beyond that 50% success rate.
Ah, got it. Okay, I still would have guessed wood.
I think sand is
a weird answer, so no.
Here's the thing. Based on what he just said, I'm going to take kind of a quick shot in the dark.
Okay.
I'm going to say 6 is the first metal.
Metal, oh.
So I'm going to say something like tin.
Tin?
Tin is what I'm going to go with.
I thought tin was... 10 or 15. I don't know. I thought that was a number, but I'm going to say wax.
Wax. Okay.
Like candles.
Yep.
I like the same track that Michael was on, so I'm going to stick with that, and I'm going to go with copper.
Copper.
Shout out Abe Lincoln.
All right.
Copper I would think would be later if I had to guess.
So.
For what it's worth.
We'll start out in reverse order of success.
Lindsay's wrong.
Wax, Lindsay, is not on the list.
Oh, okay.
At no point are you supposed to give wax as a anniversary celebration.
I like
gift.
Candles.
Yeah. Lindsay also.
I wouldn't have been mad about it.
Lindsay also did just host an event at Madame Tussauds.
She did. So. She's very wax heavy recently. secondarily, Michael with tin That would be your 10th anniversary.
Oh, look at you,
tin
Lindsay.
Tin or aluminum is your 10th anniversary that. Present. most successful, Joey, with copper, is number 7.
So
you missed it by a year. When you come back for next year's podcast and I ask the exact same question, you're going to nail it.
But Price is Right rules, I get both showcases. That's all.
Sure, you were closest by one. The correct answer is 6th anniversary. 6th anniversary.
How you're counting.
6th anniversary is iron. So your mentality
okay.
of
okay,
the
right.
first metal yeah, okay. is correct. It is iron, and what I gave my wife for our 6th anniversary last year, a year and a half ago. We started baking together, so we really started getting into all of these different pastries and things that we're making. So I got her a really nice new cast iron pan
nice.
That we used to make cinnabons.
That's great, and I don't believe you because I never have any of these baked goods in the office, and that's very frustrating to me.
I want to make it very clear after learning this. If we make it that far and you don't get me some excellent Marvel memorabilia at that moment, we're not going to make it to 7. So go ahead and jot that note down.
Okay, I'm on it.
I do have to say, though, so I have a pretty solid cast iron skillet as well. And I don't use it for baking. I'll use it for, like, steak and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, sir.
Thank
is
you.
What I was saying. Like,
I thought that was a really good present.
Like I am very, very fond of my cast iron skillet.
Twofold. There's the traditional U.S. and the traditional U.K. list, which are slightly different. They're pretty much the same, but they're slightly different.
Sure.
So the traditional U.S. list, which is what our question and trivia is going to be about, is iron. The traditional U.K. gift, and my wife spent a good amount of time in the U.K. in London, is sugar.
Oh, cool.
So I figured a cast iron pan to make cinnamon
baked
buns.
Goods, yeah. Okay.
To make baked goods was the absolute perfect 6th anniversary gift.
Covers all your bases.
Yeah.
Well done. Also, again, bring the baked goods into the office, please and thanks.
I always do.
He actually does. Like, you're usually not in here on Thursdays. So, like.
Oh, so you only bring them on the days I work from home. Ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
On the days it's just me and him, we go through some food at the office.
Okay, Michael, so why don't you do a little segue here?
Yeah. So mine actually, it doesn't have to do with anniversaries. It actually has to do more with proposals.
Oh, okay. That is actually a segue.
It is.
Well
done. It actually pretty well worked out. It's almost like we pre-planned this.
It's less of a segue when you point out that it's a segue.
Yes. Well, it's going to be worse when we get Lindsay a soundboard and she has the segue
button
sound effect.
Hit, yeah.
Can't wait.
So, John Stewart.
Yes.
We all know John Stewart. We're all very familiar. We like him a lot. He proposed to his wife in a very unusual way. So I'm going to say, what newspaper feature did he use to propose to his wife?
Comic.
It was not a comic.
Lindsay was so happy with that answer.
Here's the thing that I'm a little excited about.
Huh.
Lindsay didn't get it, like, immediately. Because I've been on a little bit of a streak. There was, for those of you that don't know, for $2.99, we actually lost the original file for the podcast and then re-recorded. But it was back. Here's the thing. It's back-to-back weeks that my fact was immediately gotten. You know that's been a struggle. Those of you that are longtime listeners know that is a struggle with me because I work with very intelligent people. And I struggle with that sometimes. So the fact that Lindsay didn't get it the first time, I'm very proud of myself.
Cool. You're struggling moving on from that long rant about how we made a mistake and we don't like to point that out and bring it up on air. So let's keep going with our guesses here. I said comic. I am very wrong, as per usual. Except when it's your fact.
I'm going to guess maybe through Dear Abby. Maybe she was a big Dear Abby person.
Oh,
like an advice thing?
All right.
Like I'm trying to propose to my girlfriend, whatever her name was. And is there any good way that you can think of that we can do this because she reads your article every week?
Dear Abby, can you be a bro? Help me out here.
Yeah.
No, it was not a Dear Abby post.
I have two thoughts.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the more likely of the two would be like a classified.
Okay.
Would be like man seeking like this person, like describing himself and then describing exactly his wife and all of the best qualities
cute.
And whatever.
Do people
kind of
still use classifieds?
No.
I have
but,
to look at it.
I mean, John Stewart's older, right? He's in his late 50s at this point, his mid 50s at this point, something
she
like
can be
that.
Quirky. That could be her quirky thing.
Yeah.
This was about like 99, 2000. So it was right about that point.
Right. It was just pre-significant internet takeover.
A headline? If you're talking parts of a newspaper?
Okay, so that wasn't that was, it.
That's
it,
not it. It's okay, not classified. So then my second guess would be the Jumble, because I know he's a huge like Jumble fan. Mm. He's a huge like gaming fan, so he would do something in the Jumble.
Crossword.
It is the crossword. He reached out to Will Shortz, of the crossword editor of the New York Times, and through a personalized crossword puzzle, proposed to his girlfriend. They were dating 4 years, and they got married in 2000. But I ran across that, and I was like, to reach out to a guy like Will Shortz and then to take care of that, that's impressive.
That's pre-Daily Show.
Yeah, exactly.
99 would be pre-Daily Show?
I don't know if it's pre-Daily Show, but it's definitely pre-him taking it over.
Right, that's what I mean. It's pre-his Daily Show fame.
I think Craig Kilborn was still in 99.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pre-Jon Stewart's Daily Show fame. So he was an actor and he was a comedian.
I got his Wikipedia up. I'm sure I can find one. Right. 93. No.
The original release of The Daily Show was in 1996, and Jon Stewart was obviously not the original host on that. So.
Right. Stewart began hosting in 1999.
So it was the year he took over that he proposed.
It was right about
wife.
The time the year he...
That's a good year for him.
That was a solid... Yeah.
Yeah. He went from, like, mediocre comedian and, like, background character actor in Dave Chappelle movies to...
What? No Love for Big Daddy?
Or Adam Sandler movies. He was a background character and all that stuff, and then he became got married and became the host of The Daily Show.
It'd be cool to be famous.
Yeah, well, this podcast, this drunk cast, is your ticket to this, ticket to the top, sir. Do you have a segue, or did you want to still go last?
I mean, I have a bit of a segue, but if you feel like you have a better one, you can just jump right in there.
I do not. Mine is a tale of revenge and a humorous prank. Prank, can't say that.
I guess mine's segue is a little bit better than that, so I'll take it. we're focusing on Daily Show's in New York. We're focusing on that. What?
Ooh, so a New
amazing
York to New York.
Segue there, Joey.
Hey, there you go. Hey.
Also, the New York Times is in New York.
Facts. Yeah. Big facts right there. So my question is... Question-based fact. We've been drinking all day.
Fact-based question.
You're all here. You hear me stumble up. Don't act like that's not what you wanted.
Just take a sip, collect your thoughts, and move forward.
Yeah, another sip. That's what's going to help me. So the question is, what do Frank Capra, Dr. Seuss, and the late Stan Lee have in common?
None of them are currently alive.
Depressingly accurate, but not
not what you were looking for.
Not the answer on the paper. No.
All right. Who is Frank Capra?
He was a very famous film director. His work included Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, so he was director.
He's like one of the big ones.
He's a big guy, yeah.
And Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss and Stan Lee.
I have a guess, but I'm happy to leave it to the table. But I have a guess.
I have not a good guess, I don't think.
Okay.
Let me hear it. That's what I want. Okay. I want to leave with that.
The only reason I'm... No, you know what? I take that back. It's wrong.
But what is your wrong guess? The whole point of this podcast is to think things out and to share our thought process.
Here's the thing I do remember is, I'm a graduate of UC San Diego.
A fact that I'm sure they're very proud of.
We're belittling you. Thanks, Jefferson. Shout out.
Yeah. Throwback, $2.99.
Shots fired.
Our main library is... the Geisel Library, which is Dr. Seuss's given name.
Theodore Geisel.
Theodore Geisel, exactly. My thought was that they were all graduates out of UC San Diego. That being said, the more I thought about it, I wasn't sure that Seuss actually graduated out of Geisel. I think he was just local to La Jolla. So I wasn't sure if there was a Southern California connection of some sort. I may be reaching just because it's the drunk cast and I'm from Southern California.
Yeah, I love the Southern California plug, but you're not even in the same neighborhood.
Okay. Lindsay, you want to take a shot?
Which is why I tried to back out, by the way.
I mean, I have a half-decent guess.
I wouldn't say strongly, but I feel like this would not be surprising if it was correct. And I also hope it would be correct because it would segue really well into my fact. I think that they all served in World War II.
So my guess was that they were all in the army.
Okay, you're all on the right track, but it's more be more specific.
They were all medics in the army.
What specifically did they do in the army? That's what I'm looking for, but not medics. Okay. That's not what they did.
Well, I know. Michael, going back,
you are an army brat. What are the different jobs in the army?
I need to be very clear about this. I'm a navy.
You're
brat.
A navy brat. I'm sorry.
Dad
apologize.
I kid you not. My uncle on my mom's side still calls my dad chief.
Uh huh.
to this day. Like, right. it's hilarious. I'm going to be home for Thanksgiving by the time this episode
you
posts.
You are home when this podcast
yes,
is airing.
Yes, when this podcast is posted, Uncle Rudy will call my dad chief while I'm home.
Allow me to apologize then to Mr. Causey for referring to his son as an army brat. He is a Navy slob.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah. He will appreciate that.
Focus.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing I do know about Geisel is he actually did a fair amount of propaganda writing in World War II.
So he's like a writer?
Well, he did propaganda comics.
Okay.
Because going back to my original train of thought, a lot of this stuff is in the basement of the Geisel Library.
Right.
So,
and I know Stan Lee, obviously he passed away recently. There were a lot of things out about how his writing was very influential in World War II, but I don't remember his exact specific role in that.
Yeah, you guys are all over it, so I'll just go ahead and tell you what happened. So they were all members of the group known as the Signal Corps Training Film Division.
So they actually made movies.
Yeah, they made a lot of movies, training soldiers in different tasks for the war. Stan actually joined at 19 and was originally trained to lay like telephone lines, but when they figured out that he had experience as a writer, they actually gave him the job title of playwright. That was an official Army job title.
Really?
And that's there's a whole code for it and everything.
So you're like Colonel Playwright?
I don't think he ever got that high.
Okay.
But it was his
major playwright.
Major playwright.
His designation in Army code was playwright. And on top of those three, there was also Charles Adams, the guy who created the Adams Family, and Pulitzer Prize-winning person William Saroyan. I'm gonna
writer.
Say that wrong. Yeah, writer William Saroyan. It was an 8-person staff, and they worked on a bunch of films together and did a bunch of training films. And his official job title was playwright of the Army.
All right, very cool. Great fact, Joey.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You were nervous. You're like, I hope my fact's interesting, and that was awesome.
So is it occupation codes? What is specific? It's not like military ranks.
No, there's no way playwright is a rank in the Army.
Right. Yeah. He wasn't just like being, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. My brain isn't working.
Occupation.
Drunk. He wasn't exaggerating. He wasn't being facetious or making it up. It was the U.S. Army had a formal military occupation classification code 288 for this position. The entry is from the Technical Manual 12-427, Military Occupational Classification of Enlisted Personnel, dated 1944, and described it as follows.
Okay, so
that's way too long.
He was enlisted, not an officer.
But he was, the job title is playwright, and they.
What was the code?
288.
288.
And you said that was enlisted and not an officer, correct?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, so major would have even been wrong then.
Yes,
we're talking sergeant.
I mean, again, he was 19 when he joined, and he got pretty much immediately transitioned to this department.
Right.
All right. So I have in front of me. I was able to find the list of military codes, and I will include it in the link dump, and it is extensive. So it goes from like light and heavy weapons to armorer to rifleman to heavy weapons NCO. And then it drops down to like cryptanalysis technician, horsebreaker, which is an awesome code and definitely something that I want to do.
Okay, I silenced my phone before I came on the podcast. I don't know about anybody else.
I'm pretty sure it didn't get picked up, and now you pointed it out.
I'm certain that came up.
Thank you, Michael. You're a pointer outer of mistakes, and that is going to be your secret phrase. The pointer outer of mistakes. I don't know what the military classification code is. Is for that or
297?
It would be 300, obviously. The pointer outer of mistakes.
Okay,
to spelling count.
Three important follow-up questions: is pointer outer one word or two words?
It doesn't matter.
I think it's two words with a hyphen.
Is it hyphenated? That was my second.
Hyphenated.
Okay, pointer outer.
As everyone knows, and as I tell my regular trivia players, spelling does not count unless we specifically ask for it. Because if spelling counted, no one would get anything right ever.
And I think we just said it has to count.
No,
two
we're not.
Words and hyphen.
No, we're not. We're not going to count it. Pointer outer of mistakes. That is your secret phrase. Make sure you write that down on your music round. You're going to get 5 bonus points for the night.
But there's a lot of different aerial mine technician.
Oh,
that sounds like a cool job.
Is 288 still playwright, or have they updated it?
No, 288 is definitely playwright.
That's awesome.
100%.
What's 287 and what's 289? Like, did they group any of these together, or is it like? Okay.
287 is sound editor, motion picture.
Okay.
289 is personal consultant assistant.
Oh. Okay.
So, and then 288 would be playwright. It's special services. It's part of the E division. Writer, military subjects, playwright, artist, entertainment specialist. Four subdivisions of the special services.
Interesting.
Great. So what would be the special code for dentist?
Dentist. That is definitely on here. I saw that. The special code for dentist, which is definitely not coming up. I have prosthetic dental supply clerk is 847.
Yes, okay. That actually relates to my fact.
Hey, Lindsay, let me put this tea up for you.
That actually relates to my fact. I would like to stay right in the World War II era of time.
Dental technician, 855.
So we're going to talk specifically about an 855-er. So they call him. So an 855-er, we had Jack Mallory and Dr. George Clark Foster. After World War II, they were stationed in Tokyo, and they were dentists. One of them was like a dental prosthetic. The other one was a dental surgeon. And Tojo, who's the prime minister of Japan at the time of World War II, was a war criminal and needed dentures because he wanted to be able to speak at his upcoming war crime trial. So George and Jack decided they were going to play a little prank on him. What did they put on his dentures? What three-word phrase?
Oh, they okay. I was going to say like glue or something.
Yeah.
Like they glued them together.
A secret message in teeth.
Is it like in Morse code?
It is in Morse code, actually. They didn't obviously put the actual
words, the physical words on there.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say Morse code because that's originally how I was going to ask the question as to what language how did they put, you know, we don't use a lot of how questions, but yeah, it's in Morse code across the, you know. The
so I think this proves how good I am, is that I am correctly answering questions you didn't even ask.
Then if that's the case, everybody would get everything right all the time.
Okay.
I have the right answer, just not to the question you're asking.
So what three word military? Not necessarily.
You didn't
military.
Say military phrase.
No, it's not a military phrase. Just three words.
Go they make, F yourself.
No, they make sense in context.
Remember the Alamo.
I think that you're on the right track. This is World War II.
Oh, it's World War II. Tojo was Japan. Remember Pearl Harbor.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Burn through it.
No,
well done.
No, here's the problem I have with Nick.
Huh?
You have just heard it.
What?
You've just heard it. Like, it's something obscure. It's something, and you still logic your way there. It doesn't matter what it was.
I don't think
it
had anything
there.
To do with logic. I tried to go with comedy and ended up hitting too close to the mark. I looked at the look on Lindsay's face, and I said, remember, and she got, like, ashen white.
No, I didn't. I smiled, and I was like, you got it. Don't lie.
That was
you're
the
fake
rum.
News. No, I was smiling, like, yeah, well done. I'm very supportive of you, because, again, you're not Michael.
I'd like to reiterate, the people in Rockville feel like you guys should be nicer to me.
Pointer outer of mistakes. I'm going to start putting that on your business card. So they actually put in Morse code, remember Pearl Harbor, on Tojo's teeth. They tried to keep it a secret, but another colleague found out about it. It eventually worked its way up to their supervisors and their superiors, who, rumor has it, quoted as saying, that's funny as hell.
sounds like they work for this company.
So just follow up question. How did two Americans end up giving him teeth?
So they were stationed because they were overseeing the prison in Tokyo.
After VJ
Day,
they captured Tojo. Tojo was being held in prison, and while awaiting trial,
needed
dentures.
The, exactly. Gotcha. So they were in the prison in Tokyo overseeing this. And so they, in the middle of the night, go and wake him up. Tojo, and they say, hey, there's a medical emergency. They bring him in. They sand down the Morse code on the teeth, and then when they actually got asked about it by other officials, they were like, oh, there's nothing there, and then denied it. So they didn't get into any trouble whatsoever. It's been denied officially, and they weren't reprimanded when they returned to the U.S. in 1947.
Nor should they have been.
Yeah, and then he had the same false teeth on until Tojo was executed in 1948 because he was convicted of said war crime. Said war crimes, and yeah, it was a prank. It was in both these guys' obituaries, and funny as hell, I guess, depending on who you ask.
100%.
That's pretty legendary.
Yeah, I think on the level of, I don't know if you'd classify that as a prank, though. I don't know.
That's the definition of a prank, isn't it?
Hidden irony?
No, if I were to file a secret message on your teeth, that would be very funny.
Okay.
I think that would cross the line into inappropriate pranks. Like, there's the funny pranks, and then there's the over-the-top, like, not really funny pranks.
Well, isn't it a funny prank if that guy never knew about it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you do a funny prank on someone that slowly drives them insane.
All right, let me put it to you this way. If I was making you a pair of false teeth and engraved a message on it, ha-ha, funny, right? If I were to, while you were sleeping, engrave a message in your actual teeth, over the line.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the difference.
And
right?
I guess here's also my opinion on that. Does it matter who the subject is?
No.
Somebody like Tojo, war criminal, stuff like that.
Still no.
Okay.
No. There's the basic line of human decency that you try not to cross.
All right.
So you're anti-teeth prank?
I am anti doing things that are horrible to other people.
Oh.
I think that's a pretty strong stance. I think I'm going to be joined by a lot of people on my side of the line there.
Yeah, really going out on a limb there, Nick.
I've known you for a few years, and that does not sound like you at all. So,
well, look, my day to day and my personal philosophies can differ. That's fine.
Persona versus private.
Yeah, I want to be a better person than I am. Can't we just leave it at that?
You can be like, what's his name from Sports Night? It's like every now and then I take a day off from my morals.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to upkeep all these morals. Right. I'm just going to take my day off today.
Yeah. My favorite is do what I mean, not what I say. That's even better.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Do what I mean, not what I say is not your secret phrase. No. I just like those words in that order. So that being said, we're going to wrap it up. You got your four interesting facts. We said our secret phrase.
Can I throw in one very, very quick thing? I just want to be very proud of the four of us. It is episode 300, and there was not a single Sparta reference. That's all I wanted to say.
I do have an interesting fact about the movie 300 that I was going to bring up if we needed more time.
We definitely do not.
We do not.
But we do not. So maybe I'll save it for next week, along with my Guinness World Record fact that I also need to bring up.
All right.
So you bring up like a month's worth of facts at a time, and then you just roll them out over the course of a...
Yeah, well, it's a teaser thing. But as I was going to say, this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Joey.
We don't know either.
Bye.
Thank you.